Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House has passed the debt ceiling bill that would suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years. The final vote was 314 to 117. Lawmakers voted on the measure late last night as a deadline to avoid a potential default is just days away. It still needs to pass the Senate. That chamber of Congress did get the bill late last night with a possible vote for today. In a static House Speaker McCarthy after the vote.
This is fabulous. This is one of the best nights I've ever been here. I thought it would be hard. I thought it'd be almost impossible.
An opposing viewpoint from independent Bernie Sanders.
I cannot in good conscience vote for a bill that takes vital nutrition assistance away from women, infants, children, and seniors while refusing to ask billionaires to start paying their fair share of taxes.
The Justice Department says it has an audio recording of presidential candidate Donald Trump talking about a classified Pentagon document taken from the White House. CNN is reporting the document contained information of a potential attack on Iran. Trump said the document came from General Mark Milley, the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Former New Jersey GOP Governor Chris Christie will reportedly launch his 2024 presidential campaign next Tuesday.
Axios first reported the news that the former ally and now Republican critic of former President Trump would make his announcement at a town hall at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. Former President Mike Pence is expected to announce his candidacy next week as well. They would join a growing Republican field that includes former President Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. Skip Kelly.
NASA held its first public meeting on UFOs yesterday, a year after launching a study into unexplained sightings, and insisted it's not hiding anything. The meeting was held at NASA headquarters in Washington, with the public taking part remotely. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A new Pfizer RSV vaccine has been released to a highly critical America. The shot won FDA approval, and a new study finds a 14 percentage point drop in vaccine confidence since the COVID pandemic. Vaccine makers are confronting a post-COVID problem. New shots are combating a wider range of diseases, but people are more skeptical of taking them than ever. Another state is sending National Guard troops to the Texas border with Mexico. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin announced yesterday he is deploying 100 troops to the border following a briefing from Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Youngkin is the latest Republican governor to send National Guard soldiers to the border, joining states including Florida and Tennessee. Youngkin said Texas is facing intense resource demands at the border, and Virginia will do its part to help. When the NBA Finals kick off tonight, with every three-pointer, a lot of you may be getting some free food.
Mexican fast food chain Chipotle says every time a player makes a three-pointer, they will give away 300 free meals. Chipotle will tweet from its Chipotle Tweets Twitter account every time a player makes the shot, and the first 300 people to text that message to its number will receive a promo code for free food from the restaurant. I'm John Schaefer.
Moonshine, once a fiery and illegal homemade liquor, has now gone legit as America celebrates National Moonshine Day today. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. You know, it's graduation season, and you know, it's been made clear that any conservative speaker, presenter, need not apply. They're being ignored in these institutions, colleges and universities. Would much rather have, you know, liberal talk and liberal presentations, which, gosh, I'll tell you, in the most recent era, I can't recall anything inspiring coming out of the left at these graduations. And I think that one that stands out in terms of a conservative viewpoint, if you might say, is Admiral McRaven's. If you remember his, you know, his speech about, you know, admonishing the cadets to, you know, if you want to be successful, start out your day on the right foot and make your bed, you know, and it was incredibly inspiring. Millions of people have watched that video. I don't see numbers like that for any of those, you know, Maoist and anarchists on the left that now are the only ones that are allowed. So whether you're a comedian or you're a conservative speechmaker, an inspiring individual that has something of value to share with the graduating classes, you need not apply. Horace Cooper is with us right now. He's the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Hey, Horace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to have you with us, sir. And in light of these speeches, I wanted to talk to you to get your insight on this speech that was given at City University of New York by a graduating attorney. It was a speech that the left wing of the left wing party loved. Should we be concerned about America's legal future?
Well, we absolutely, because of the very reasons that you outlined at this intro, our young people, we have a university system, that used to be the most amazing, remarkable institution on the planet for higher education. And other countries tried, most rarely attained. And its purpose, even though most of our young people did not matriculate through their these universities, its purpose was to prepare a group of young people for the next generation. So why do I say all of that? We are running rapidly away from that. We're no longer focusing on making sure that the young people in the communities have the knowledge and the skills and the understanding of what's necessary to be the leaders of tomorrow. When you get these speakers that come in and they undermine the importance of effort, they undermine the importance of achievement, and they emphasize more fairness, and they emphasize more about measuring things based on facets about people that really aren't as relevant you're blue-eyed, you're brown-eyed, olive-skinned, it doesn't really matter with regard to building the bridge. But these speakers, I mean, the former president, he went to Howard University, and he just lied and said the biggest problem in America is white supremacy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how our young people are going to develop and react when they are misled in this way?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, what does it say about the 600,000 white supremacists that freed the slaves?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It is unbelievably remarkable that none of the mainstream media focuses on the fact that slavery does not exist in the United States. America ended slavery in the United States. Europe ended slavery throughout most of the West. And today, in the 21st century, the only place that slavery exists is where, quote, it began.
Mm-hmm.
And there in Africa, there is no ongoing effort, no unified effort. They condemn our universities. They condemn our election system. They condemn our corporations. All of these condemnations over the mistreatment of minorities. But last I checked, I was told anyway by them that slavery was the most greatest evil of all time. Okay, why aren't we trying to stamp it out where it exists in the 21st century?
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a lot of insight in who these people are, that they aren't concerned.
And to this exact point, Horace, why aren't they trying to stop it and stamp it out through our southern border? Because what is happening is a matriculation and a development of a modern form of slavery of minorities that are being abused, thank you very much, forces within our government and the bureaucracy and cartels that we're partnering with.
Yeah, the human trafficking is at epidemic levels,
mm-hmm.
and yet this administration and the progressives who back it are silent. In fact, in some instances, they've attempted to deny this reality. The unbelievable abuses of one human against another that is occurring within these cartels are necessary in the minds of the progressives for their effort to remake America. It's not make America great again.
Yes.
It is to remake America into a new program, one where the kinds of people who make it up hate it.
Yes.
And that, to me, is a remarkable statement. Mm. And that's why our universities are supposed to be inspiring our young people. Let's make America a place or an idea that's here for another 250 years.
Exactly.
Let's make America a place where unbelievably remarkable accomplishments, cures for cancer, whatever it might be. This is the place and supposed to be the setting where that's possible. The challenge is the left, and you can tell by these commencement speakers, but you can also tell by all of these DEI programs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is nothing in their mind amazing about America. Nothing worth saving about America.
And it's amazing, to your point, Horace, look at the history, 250 years of this great country and what we've done, how we saved Western civilization time and again, liberating minorities, lifting up nations under attack, saving countries and leaderships, and that it's been a rich history of America being that shining light on a hill as ordained by God. But yet, you know, I think it's quite interesting, to your point, is the people that want to use Make America Great Again as a pejorative, including the President of the United States. I mean, what is wrong with making America great again? Help me understand from their point of view.
Yeah, I mean, it is remarkable that this common sense notion that we should always want to be our best and that we're capable of being better isn't something that's regularly being reinforced, not undermined,
yeah.
Not whether it's the commencement, not whether it's coming from the pulpit of the White House.
Yeah, amen. He is Horace Cooper, Fox News contributor, and it's always great to have his perspective here, a former constitutional professor as well. And we've got more from Horace on the other side. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, Horace Cooper there, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace, just to put a bow on, this madness on this speech, uninspiring speech that it has gotten some attention only because I think most people just cannot believe this would be happening, that here you have a law school allowing a valedictorian, and I say allowing because there are several professors who are outraged, professors from the City University of New York and just saying this is ridiculous that this 2023 valedictorian address by Fatima Musa Mohammed, what she made in attacking New York City Police Department is fascist. She attacked capitalism, called for a revolution to liberate the masses. I mean, you know, she all but undermined, as you were saying earlier, you know, we want to uplift those values and those and the infrastructure that makes America great, like that. Oh, that Constitution thing, right? And she obliterated the Constitution, which is, at least my understanding, you as the legal professor in that and constitutionalist, isn't the Constitution? I mean, isn't that the basis of the whole legal process?
Well, it ought to be the part of the legal process, an essential part of the legal process. Now, you left out our anti-Semitism.
Yes.
I mean, it was like, let's just bring our hate to this event where everyone is gathered to commemorate achievement, and she decided it was going to be a hate festival. And it's not just anti-police, it's anti-America, it's anti-Israel. It is just an unbelievable assault on America, and this is increasingly, I mean, this may be maybe more of an extreme example, but this is increasingly what we are seeing. The only thing is, sometimes our young people are telling us, they're seeing this in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Not while everybody else is watching. They're seeing this as the classroom as if it's the norm. And this really, really makes it harder for the exceptional, the remarkable, the amazing that America is supposed to be known for.
Yeah. Well, it's so unfortunate because it definitely is compromising, you know, the potential universe that these young kids could develop in. It's like they're being really conditioned, preconditioned in a way that they're limited. And this is what's so disgusting, you know, because it's so anti-American. What we love about America is the incredible design potential of it all, is it not?
Oh, yes. So, you know, the New York Post, when they were covering this, they highlighted something that I took to be of interest, and that is the bar passage rate. You actually go to law school, presumably, with the idea that you might practice law.
Mm-hmm.
They're only passing 65% of their graduates when they go off to take the bar. And that is precisely because these students are not being told mm-hmm. about the actual skills, talents, knowledge necessary to practice law. But the bar exam, at least for now, continues to ask the kinds of questions that an actual practicing lawyer might need. So you get a hate fest at the graduation, but that particular school, and they say they're upset about this, that particular school is so far removed. Now let me just tell you, average in the state of New York of law school pass rate is 85%.
Wow.
So this is substantially lower because we're not wanting to hold students to high, high standards at that institution.
Well, what about the slow creep of increasing that 65% number by, storming?
Just lowering those standards.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know, it is
remarkable. So, you know, the UNC is the University of North Carolina is before the United States Supreme Court. And it is very likely that the court is going to finally rule that there is no real practical way to use the race of an applicant for determining whether or not they belong to an institution. Think of this as very simple. There's no real way in 1950 to make a great institution by limiting or by banning the ability of women or blacks to be able to apply. This principle is likely to be finalized in the 21st century that race just doesn't matter. UNC just announced that they are firing the task force that they set up for DEI integration at the whole campus system. They are firing the diversity officers, and they are ending all unconscious bias, white supremacy preference, all of the kinds of things that science hasn't shown any evidence is true or accurate or substantial. Well, they're now hoping that they can keep race admissions if they get rid of some of the other craziness. But the truth of the matter is, none of it adds any value to the educational experience.
That's what needs to be asked. That is the critical question. Does it add or take away? And all this stuff, this DEI movement, the things that are going on, white supremacy. I mean, Sunny Houston the other day, it just sounded so ludicrous, her talking about, you know, white women agreeing with their husbands. I tell you, there were a lot of white husbands that had to laugh about that. Because I think it's just saying. But, I mean, it's so ludicrous, you know, how people are being, you know, to your point, preconditioned with this, you know, dangerous, almost cancerous thought, I mean, that is pervading our, you know, our culture. I mean, this is like, I mean, you talk about dumbing us down. This is self-inflicted, what is being exercised right now, right?
Oh, it is. But here's the good news. The good news is that a state like Texas has just passed a new, passed in the state Senate, headed to the state House, and likely going to pass that is going to place new limits on DEI throughout its public school system. You're seeing a similar move in Kansas. You're seeing this in many, many places where Americans are thinking, why don't we focus on how do we get the excellent students?
Yes,
why
exactly.
aren't we wanting to get the most exceptional students? Whether you have cancer, whether you have a muscular disorder or whatever, maybe you just need a bridge that is this very, very unique situation. When you have excellent academics, what you get are excellent outcomes.
Amazing.
And we're giving that away because so many of the left refuses to embrace that. The good news is the American people see what we're losing, and they're fighting back to get it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, look at what's going on. You know, we refer to DEI as D-I-E because this is what's going on. You know, it's along the same mantra as, you know, you go woke, you go broke. Look what's happened recently. I mean, you and I are baseball fans. Look at what's going on with the Dodgers. When that first came up, I thought, wow, are they throwing their season away already? I mean, it just started. Amazing.
Oh,
you know, Target, billions of dollars, Kohl's is jumping. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, especially after you would think what the NFL went through with the Kaepernick, getting Kaepernicked and everything like that, after that experience. Was the NFL better or were they better as a result of that?
Yeah, this is remarkable how valuable institutions are being destroyed by the left, whether they're corporations or whether it's something like the NFL or the MLB. But Americans see this, and Americans are pushing back.
Well, the other thing, too, they see that they're coming after their kids. This is this is it, and this is the Rubicon that we're at right now, Horace Cooper. You cannot touch our kids.
That's a good thing, because we all need to unite around this idea of protecting this amazing, valuable gift called America so that future generations have the same ideas, experiences, and benefits that we did, those who live today.
Exactly. He's a legal commentator, Horace Cooper. Thank you, Horace.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The House has passed the debt ceiling bill that would suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years. The final vote was 314 to 117. Lawmakers voted on the measure late last night as a deadline to avoid a potential default is just days away. It still needs to pass the Senate. That chamber of Congress did get the bill late last night with a possible vote for today. In a static House, Speaker McCarthy after the vote.
This is fabulous. This is one of the best nights I've ever been here. I thought it would be hard. I thought it'd be almost impossible.
An opposing viewpoint from independent Bernie Sanders.
I cannot in good conscience vote for a bill that takes vital nutrition assistance away from women, infants, children, and seniors, while refusing to ask billionaires to stop paying their fair share of taxes.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you along with us for the ride. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, I've got some good news for you. Starting next week, we are adding another hour, and this is going to start airing at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. We're going to have a special podcast. It'll be a daily podcast Monday through Friday, and we'll have all the information there at the website. And this will give us an opportunity to spend, I guess what it will total, 50 minutes focused, particularly with a guest of interest, a topic of interest, do something that is rarely done in the media world today where you can really drill down deep. I mean, many people appreciate what we do right now. We will continue to do 3 hours a day. We allow a unique amount of time to be able to get into the details. It's not about 8-second sound bites here. It's something that we want to, really, help you understand because, as our good friend John Whitehead said, knowledge is power. Okay. And that should precede action. You want to precede action with, based on knowledge, not on emotion. Yes, I understand there's a lot of emotion running out there and, and that will run its course in due time. But lest we be threatened by that, the truth still remains an incredible hurdle. It's an impossible hurdle for those that are emotionally based. You got to understand this. And we want to, approach these things more intellectually. And when we say this, because experience has taught us that. Unlike what it's done for Jane Fonda, who Selwyn Duke's going to be talking about in just a moment. Wisdom does always come with age, the saying says. Wisdom doesn't always come with age, as the saying goes. Sometimes age just shows up all by itself. And this is quite evident in the recent statements made by Jane Fonda. She says, white men cause climate crisis, arrest and jail. Did you know that? Well, Selwyn Duke joins us now. He's a writer for American Magazine. Selwyn, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be with you.
What a brilliant comment here from this brilliant woman, Jane Fonda. I mean, who would have thought, you know, it's white men that are causing climate crisis and that they should be arrested and jailed. I mean, you know, just put them alongside all the J6ers, you know, why not keep them in solitary confinement until they behave themselves, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I guess we have to wonder about Jane Fonda. As I put it in my article, you know, there's a saying, wisdom doesn't always come with age. Sometimes age just shows up all by itself, and she really epitomizes that, doesn't she?
I mean, yeah.
She had her Vietnam War activism where she acted as a traitor, really, and now, unfortunately, she's doing things in the same vein. And you know what's so interesting about this, Bill, is that white men, the people she's impugning here, have given her and the rest of us the lifestyle that we all hold so dear. I mean, she's talking about the so-called climate crisis and the pumping of CO2 into the air. Well, you know, that is, if we didn't use all this energy, okay, first of all, the climate crisis is nonsense. It's really the biggest pseudoscientific con to come down the pike. But if we didn't have all this energy, we couldn't sustain civilization. We'd
exactly.
Wallowing in dire poverty. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, case in point, why is India, why are all these other nations scrambling for the thing that we want to abandon? Right? I mean, so common sense should tell you that these arguments are so hollow and empty.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And not only that, I recently wrote this article about a study showing that a good percentage of leftists, especially the ardent ones, are sociopaths and narcissists. And one thing the study authors pointed out, Bill, and these were left-wingers, by the way. One of the study authors, one of the researchers, is actually a lesbian, so she's a member of what I call the sexual devolutionary faction. They pointed out that these people who are narcissists, of course, being narcissists, care about what others think about them. So they're very likely to value signal for that reason. So what they do is not driven by real concern for the poor and downtrodden and for the environment, but they're simply trying to engage in moral preening. And a lot of these people are very, very dangerous, of course, very, very misguided. And I guess we have to wonder if Jane Fonda isn't one of them, right? How narcissistic she is, especially being Hollywood type.
Yeah.
Is this just value signaling? It's that ridiculous. And she's 85. She hasn't learned a thing yet.
Yeah. Well, how smart can they be? They silo themselves in order to protect their feelings, right? I mean, you know, you really can't go out there and have an open debate about these issues. You yell and scream, I mean, much as she did when she was younger. And so here she is. She's back again. And I mean, if there was any sustainable value in what she had to offer outside of her ability as an actress, I mean, that's what keeps her, you know, notable. But anything off of that, anything in terms of conversation and value that she, you know, thinks she brings to the marketplace, it doesn't pass the so what test. It's dysfunctional. It's not advancing. I don't come away from anything that she says and feel, wow, I'm sure glad I read that. I'm sure glad I came in contact with her because I'm enlarged and my knowledge is increased as a result of it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I was talking about this yesterday. The reality is that this just is typical of the left, as you know, Bill. They don't operate based on reason, but based on emotion.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot back up their beliefs substantively. So they never actually try to reason with you. They try to bludgeon you into submission. They put themselves in the place of God.
Yeah.
You're going to accept this because not thy will be done, but my will
Amen.
Be done.
Amen. Yep, exactly.
And this has got to be accepted as dogma. And think about this, Bill. I think you'll like this, okay? This is the epitome of an unjust use of force when you try to impose these things for a simple reason. It's one thing to impose a matter of truth. It's another thing to impose a matter of taste.
Yeah.
For instance, government has to make laws, right? A law, by definition, is the imposition of a value. That's what it is. And then you use force in order to impose it at times. Okay, well, when they criminalize murder, basically everyone accepts that. We want that to be the case. Thou shalt do no murder. It reflects an objective truth. So we want the government to stop, let's say, the 1% to 3% of us who would kill if they could do so with impunity from doing so. However, if you tried enforcing the idea that everyone should eat only chocolate ice cream. You can't have any other flavor. It's got to be chocolate. Well, people would recognize that that's unjust because you're imposing not a matter of truth but of taste. What is the left doing? The left's belief, because they have no basis, their beliefs, I should say, plural, no basis in objective reality, are in essence matters of taste.
Exactly.
They're in the same category, and that's what they're trying to impose. And that's why I say what they do is the epitome of an unjust use of force, whether it's governmental force or it's the social force of cancel culture.
Exactly. DEI, look what's going on, all this stuff. It all fits in the same silo, right? They've siloed themselves and rendered themselves, quite stupid because, you mentioned climate change. They speak in unscientific terms when it comes to climate change. Even Barack Obama says, well, it's a fact. Well, that's not a scientific term, Mr. Former President. It becomes a scientific law, but not a fact. And there's no scientific law that backs your theory of climate change, is there? Or have I missed something? Did I miss a memo? Have I been asleep, for the last 10 years and missed something?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely correct. And here's the thing. This is what I say to people. I say, okay, and I hope everyone in the audience remembers this. Say, look, if you can answer a couple of simple questions, you'll change my mind and win me over. Mm-hmm. First, what is the ideal average temperature of the Earth? They're not going to be able to answer that question. But here's the thing. If you can't, then how can you know if the given climate change, whether induced by man or naturally occurring, is good or bad? Because you can't know, Bill, whether it's bringing us closer to or taking us further away from that ideal average temperature.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
Very important question.
Right. Yes. Go ahead.
Great, honey.
We got 30 seconds left. Should we hold on to the other two? Well, people contemplate the number one. I mean, that's a big question to ask. I mean, what is the ideal? Why hasn't anybody asked that question, Selwyn?
We should all ask it, pound it home, make them live with it. That's what we should do. It's that important.
Selwyn Duke, he's the writer for the New American Hill Observer, many others. He's got more for us to share. Stay right here. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Noel Martinez with you. We got Selwyn Duke continuing with us. And, of course, he left us as a cliffhanger here going into the second segment. Two questions you need to ask regarding climate change. Number one, what is the ideal temperature of the Earth? Okay, Selwyn, number two?
Well, number two is this. Ask people, okay, what percentage of the atmosphere is CO2, is carbon dioxide? Most people think it's about 20%. Mm-hmm. The truth is that it's 0.04% or 400 parts per million. Now, at times during the Earth's history, Bill, it's been as high as 5,000 times per million. In other words, more than 12 times as high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have to ask people, all right, well, then how is a small fluctuation or a fluctuation in this minuscule trace gas in the atmosphere going to threaten the Earth? I mean, how does that really work? The truth is that you could call CO2 plant food, which is
yes.
why botanists pump it into their greenhouses.
Exactly.
It's plant growth.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that we learned in school, but somehow we've got to render ourselves stupid and forget about those things, right?
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because Jane Fonda said, well, we only have 7 or 8 years to cut ourselves in half, that's how she put it, mm-hmm. of what we use of fossil fuels, her way of putting it. Well, guess what? We've had only blank number of years to save the planet for about 40 years. In the 1980s, the United mm-hmm. Nations bill claimed that if global warming weren't checked by 2000, well, then the sea levels would rise and wash entire countries away. And I could go on and on and on. There are so many other examples. I mean, ex-British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said that the world had only 50 days to save the planet. And that was in 2009.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so ridiculous. These people are always wrong with their predictions because their predictions have no basis in reality.
See, I like the old days. See, in the Old Testament days when people gave off predictions like that and they didn't occur, they just went out and stoned them. They got rid
yeah.
of the stupidity, right? But the thing is, see, what I'm concerned about, Selwyn, is all this stuff is a conditioning of something else. Like there's, and what it raises in my mind is this idea of eugenicism. And that is that what is driving this whole thing is that you've got this class of people, Jane Fonda and the Gates of the world and others, Klaus Schwab, that firmly and religiously believe that the planet cannot sustain. I mean, they said this back when, you know, it was a couple of billion. We're now to 8 billion. I mean, their brains must explode. They must not be able to sleep at night to consider that there's 8 billion people on the planet. And they've been saying, you know, as the planet's population continues to grow, they keep saying the planet cannot sustain it, that there needs to be a culling of the herd here. And they almost cheered what happened with COVID because they saw that as an opportunity of culling the herd. Now, am I overstating this, or, is it just one of those crazy theories that I might come up with?
No, you're right. This really is a cult. It's akin to a dark religion with these people. And you have to remember, again, these predictions go back a long way. Hundreds of years ago, we had Thomas Malthus, who said that because of growing populations, we'd have massive starvation in the 19th century. It never came to fruition because he couldn't foresee advancements in technology that would facilitate far greater crop yields. And of course, that's the whole thing. You can never foresee these things. And these people are just so, so ridiculous. But here's the thing to remember, Bill. I know a lot of people who will say, nah, none of them really believe this. This is just all about power. And yes, part of it is about power.
Exactly.
Certain individuals, it's all about power. But make no mistake, a lot of these people actually subscribe to the tenets of this cult, and that makes them all the more dangerous because, as the saying goes, a man who's capable of only deceiving others is not nearly as dangerous as a man who's capable of deceiving himself. These people have deceived themselves, and they're dangerous for that reason.
Speaking of deception, I want to transition to this other report that you wrote about. And that is the Democrats will steal the 24 election as they did in 2020, unless.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is really something. I know we don't have a lot of time, but we've discussed this in the past, vote fraud. I mentioned Scott Fovall, the Democrat operative who was caught on video, hidden video in 2016, talking about how they engage in vote fraud. He said, we've been bussing people in for 50 years to deal with you MFers, and we're not going to stop now. And he said other things as well. Anyway, so now we have even more information that I got from Jay Valentine, who's a fractal technology expert. Anyway, he claims to have technology that can prevent this, but the methods that the Democrats have for stealing votes, well, it's like I said a long time ago, it's winning an election by a thousand cuts. That's what it is. You know, they have, for instance, according to Valentine, this was in Arizona, 33,000 zip codes were changed the week mail-in ballots were sent out, and then they were changed back, okay? So no one could really prove that it happened. Okay, then he said also 41,400 inactive voters were changed to active, then people voted for them, then they were changed back to inactive. There are so many ways that they do this. You know, there are people who, or there were ballots that were sent to street corners. Well, as Valentine pointed out, well, how does a guy living on a street corner get a mail-in ballot because there's no mail delivery there? And then, of course, you have real-time access, he said, to state election systems to count cast ballots. So are legally given to these leftist organizations so they can know exactly how many ballots they need to cast to win. Okay? Then this fellow Valentine mentions that there are thousands of hidden secondary voter IDs invisible to voters. I'm quoting him now. Electronically moved to counties where they are voted and then moved back. Okay, it just goes on and on and on. Now, what he says, and I'm not a techie, Bill, so I can't vouch for this, but he's a man, by the way, whose team has created the eBay fraud engine, the TSA no-fly list, and the undeliverable ballot database, okay? And they also formulated the expert witness report, Bill, for Carrie Lake, who, of course, is contesting the election in Arizona. He says using fractal technology, they can combat this because they would see everything happening in real time. All these things that I just articulated. He said if the vote fraudsters changed one comma, they would know it right away.
Right.
Now, I don't know if this would prevent the problem. He says it would. But here's the thing. He said he offered his services for free to the Lake campaign seven times, and they declined. And he's not saying that anything nefarious is going on. What he's saying is the establishment, as tends to be the case, is set in its ways, and it's really resistant to this new technology. But all I can say is, I'm not a techie, but I know this for sure, Bill. If we don't do something differently, the next election in 24 will be stolen, just as 20 was stolen. And I know 20 was stolen. I know it for a fact, even though I can't prove it. And just as 22 to a great extent was stolen. Why do you think we didn't have the so-called red wave, but we had it in Florida?
Exactly.
Because in Florida, they actually instituted laws that ensured that there would be election integrity. That's why.
And why would you, in 2020, have a president who got 82 million votes and there wasn't a blue wave that occurred, Selwyn?
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. Someone pointed that out. The person put it very well. He said it was the first time that we ever had coattails without a coat. You know, they said president has coattails. We had coattails without a coat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, that's because
the Republicans won the down ballot races. They did very, very well. But they didn't do well with the presidency and some of the other upper ballot races. Well, why was that? Very curious. Like the first time in history, maybe that ever happened. I guess coincidences never cease, right?
Well, the king was wearing no clothes. That's what happened.
Yeah,
the king was buck naked. Right. And here we are. And for all the money that has been spent, see, this is my argument, is that, or at least my frustration, Selwyn, is that for all the money that has been spent on Russian collusion and trying to indict, President Trump, three ways to Sunday, J6, all this stuff, not one dime has been spent on something that's over 60% of America says, hey, I got a question. I don't feel real good about that 2020 election. I just feel like there is shenanigans going on. Not one dime of the people's money is spent on that, but boy, I'll tell you, we'll get everybody all revved up, and we want to go after President Trump, whether it's for documents or what happened in January the 6th, and on ad nauseum. But meanwhile, the big question the American people have, but to your point, see, they don't want to fix the problem because it's not a problem. They got exactly what they wanted. They wanted Joe Biden as president, and Nancy Pelosi made it clear. Barack Obama made it clear. Cheaters cheat. That's what they do. And and so it's such a monstrosity of a job to prove the truth here, because of just like you said, it's a thousand cuts that is, protecting the lies and the liars that, that have, put it upon the American people.
Absolutely. And you have to remember, when we talk about these 1,000 cuts, Bill, it sounds fanciful to some people that there are a lot of holes in our electoral system that can be exploited. And we have fraudsters out there who've been honing their act for decades now.
Yes.
They know all the games to play. They're very good at what they do. And if you think this is a problem on both sides equally, well, listen to it from the horse's mouth. Scott Fovall, that Democrat operative I mentioned earlier who was caught on hidden camera, he said another thing on hidden camera. You know what he said about the Republicans? He said, there's more of an adherence to rules on the other side, except at the very highest levels. He was saying Republicans actually are more honest than Democrats, and he is a Democrat. He
yeah.
was saying, look, we're scoundrels, and we know we're scoundrels, and we don't care because it's win at all costs. The end justifies the means.
He's a writer for A New American, for The New American, been so for more than a decade, Selwyn Duke. Thank you, Selwyn. Take care.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final